show you what you've announced to the public, and let me know when I'll read the statement.
We're ready.
Did you say ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board has now returned to open session. The discussions and deliberations during the closed session were restricted to those stated in the motion, and no formal action was taken by the board in closed session. Any other item considered today? There's nothing on the agenda. Any closing remarks? President Cavoni.
We have 28 days until the suspension of in-person instruction on November 20th, and I'm pleased that we've made it to this far. We have more work to do, but I'm buoyed by the compliance of our students and the work that they've done to ensure we've been able to do this fall. And I will reiterate my thanks to the extraordinary effort of the faculty, staff, and leadership of the institution, and the sacrifices they've made, and the additional work that they've done in addition to their financial sacrifices we've made to protect the community. So it has been a remarkable effort for the entire institution, and I couldn't be more proud.
You've done a great job. The campus, all your staff, administration, be commended for the job and the fact when you look at your Warren County community, you sort of set out as an island all to your own. So thank you very much. I should tell the board that George Nichols had to drop off after the Finance and Budget Committee meeting or section due to some matters at his institution that it needed to be taken care of. Again, I want to say thank you to Regent Ernst for his service and dedication for this board. And finally, thank all the regents, and especially our new regents, for a great meeting this morning. Unless anybody's got something else, I think we can adjourn.
Good.
Hearing nothing, I declare adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.